It's a slightly longer gap from the announcement to the installation than would normally be the case. That's because I've got 6 weeks already planned when I've got commitments in Europe and a little bit of a holiday as well. That leaves 5 weeks now where I'll be continuing with my normal commitments around the Diocese of Sandhurst and in Victoria. Farewell to the people there and try to help get things set up there for the time, which will probably be some months at least, until a new bishop is appointed in Sandhurst. I've been to Brisbane a number of times over the years. I've got some family who live here, so that's been a good opportunity to have a connection here. It's a different perspective, of course, coming and thinking about being the Archbishop here, but it's a beautiful city, and it's always struck me as a place that has a very homely feel. Yeah, no, I'm very much looking forward to it. So it's certainly a big shift, but at the same time, I've had a number of big shifts over the years, and I value enormously, and I have great affection for the people, the priests, the communities in Sandhurst, Bendigo in Victoria, where I've been based for nearly 6 years now. I'm very conscious that I'm not from here. I don't know the place. I'm going to have to do a lot of learning of the people and of the culture, the history, and I'm really looking forward to that. I've always admired Archbishop Mark enormously. I was in the first class that he taught when he came back as a bright young thing with his scripture degree. And he's always been characterised by great vision and energy, eloquence. He has great capacity to inspire people. And certainly that's something of what he's done for me over the years. And I'm delighted to be able to follow him here, as I did eventually as master at the Theology College. I'm very confident in what I've seen of what he's put in place and the people that are here who he's fostered, building on a really strong legacy. It's one of the great things about the Archdiocese, and that's a wonderful legacy to be stepping into, and which I'm certainly very committed to fostering.